Shelley DePestel, and I am from Lewiston, Minnesota. I farm with four of my brothers in a partnership here in southeastern Minnesota. We milk 1,500 cows, and currently I serve as the vice president of the Minnesota Milk Producers Association.
Shelley, tell me about a trip taken to Washington, D.C. this week to talk about some key dairy issues. Who did you visit with and what was discussed?
Yes. Yesterday morning, we had were able to set up some meetings and talk with some of our senators and representatives from the state of Minnesota. We talked with Senator Tina Smith and thanked her for her input and support on many of our dairy farm issues going on in the state of Minnesota. We talked about immigration reform, specifically Hispanic labor within the dairy sector is a very necessary component of our businesses, and whenever we can get people to help support in any way, some options for visas, that type of thing for the workforce. Very, very important to us to work with those folks and see what we can do for employees here.
Did you hear about any specific legislation that's making progress right now out in D.C. that would kind of help in the efforts that you just talked about?
Yeah, right now the really only viable bill that I believe is still standing or they're working on, the good lot bill that will give visas to employees. They would be renewable every 2 years. Seems like a really good way, especially for new people to enter the country and become part of our labor force. However, some people are already here working with us, and so we would like to see perhaps if there could be some compromise on families being able to stay here. That's what makes people part of your community, is when they have family and they really feel like a part of, you know, our neck of the woods, so to speak. And so I think that's important. If that could be a component of that legislation, that I think that would be wonderful. Hopefully some other people might be able to see that that would be valuable also for our community.
What was your impression in talking to Senator Smith and others regarding the good lot bill and its potential to be passed into law?
When we were talking, with Senator Tom Emmer, and he said, you know, as far as he knows, when they're talking in Washington, he says across the board, 2/3 of the folks in Washington are all for something. They know something needs to get done. However, you know, however that winds up working out and what it looks like in the end, he goes, we don't know for sure, but we would certainly like to work on what they have started putting together and see if we can get it into something a little more broad that helps more people out. And certainly we were very encouraged to hear that. So, you know, as far as hopeful that something will actually go through, I'm always optimistic that, you know, people can work together and get things done, but, you know, we have our fingers crossed.
So immigration reform was a high priority. What were some of the other issues?
CERCLA is a air emissions reporting. The EPA requires people to report air emissions, and it wasn't an intended purpose for dairies to have to do reporting. It was for manufacturers and chemicals and that type of thing. And it kind of reaches into what would be considered dairy manure and storage and field applications. And so then from what I understand to be 40,000 reports of air emissions, now you add 100,000 dairies into this reporting, and it would become very cumbersome and not the intended purpose of that of those laws. So They're trying to repeal back so that dairies and all livestock are not subject to any of that type of reporting. It would be cumbersome. It's happening. It's not dangerous to anybody, but to comply with the law, people would have to do it as currently written. So those things are going to hopefully be taken care of also, and so that we wouldn't have to go down that route.
Yeah, I'm assuming that the Farm Bill was talked about too, and specifically the dairy safety net. I know that some changes to MPP are already in the works, but is there further discussion on kind of expanding on those changes to make it even more effective?
Yes, definitely. There are some opportunities for people to opt in to MPP if they hadn't before, and to buy it at a cheaper rate, so that they can cover their margins. Hopefully people will take advantage of it. It should be an obvious win for farmers that is negotiated to different scales so that it would pay out. It hadn't previously. So we're hoping that within the Farm Bill that's gonna wind up being a real win for dairy farmers across the state.
And Shelley, this may or may not be true for you and your family, but across the board, it sounds like, you know, the dairy sector, just a lot of struggle right now with low milk prices and an excess of supply. And so the financial environment, the way that it is, just so much stress right now. Were you able to express to lawmakers the dire situation that many dairy farmers are in right now?
Yes, definitely. And most of them have heard through their constituents across the state of Minnesota already, and also small supporting businesses that support dairy, because it affects them, the trickle down, and it has been very stressful. Had many conversations with friends and neighbors who are going through very difficult times. Lenders have been working with people to renegotiate some terms and things, and really to help people out and get through this tough time. But also on the same side, I'm optimistic. We talked with the U.S. Dairy Export Council, and they were working on potential trade partners, very much interested in China and the Middle East. That seemed very, very good for possibly becoming a bigger export market in their area. So hopefully, well, things will open up a little trade negotiations. We talked about NAFTA. We did talk about Mexico as our largest trading partner, and that seems to have stabilized. There had been some talk about not as many exports to Mexico, but that doesn't seem to be the case, which is really good for everyone. And so hopefully things will just stabilize here. And I know futures this headed towards fall. You kind of get rumblings that things will be ticking back up. So hopefully that'll ease some of the burden for the folks across the country.
Shelley, can you remember a time where things have been so uncertain in agriculture? When you look at situations with trade deals and you have the low milk prices, you have question marks about will the Farm Bill get done on time? There's just so much uncertainty right now. Does this remind you of another period that you've been through as a dairy farmer, or is this fairly unprecedented?
Well, I think it probably has been our toughest go around. You know, 2009 wasn't good. We had some things set up. We had some marketing done ahead of time, and so that really saved us at that point from really hitting the very bottom. But right now we're at the bottom with everybody else, so there was no opportunities to lock in any profit. You could have locked in less loss. So nobody really jumps too quickly at that type of thing. But ever the optimist, I think things are going to turn around, and we'll see some decent prices. And then, you know, we can get back to doing our dairy business like we love.
Hey, Shelley, anything else about the trip out to D.C. that you want to make sure we talk about?
No, it was really good. Any kind of opportunity that a dairy producer gets to talk with a legislator or a legislative staff, just to make sure that they are aware that, yes, this is a big sector, within the state of Minnesota, and we need to make sure they're aware of our issues and our needs. And if there's anything that they can do to help us, or any information they might need in order to be able to help us in any way, that we have to be available to have that conversation.